The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Unpost. MyBills.ie. Help save time with bill payment online for free. Unpost. Do more.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, Cora says about a terrible story, and that maybe, again talking about Julie, that maybe Julie could go to the European Court. I don't know that, but I presume that her advisors will let her know. Now, the do you know we could go nearly once a week to Rome, the way things are going, and the Pope seems to be popping up new stories for us day in, day out. So I'm going to go to Paddy Agnew now. Paddy in Rome. Paddy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Marion.
What is this man up to now?
Well, he keeps us busy, doesn't he?
He does.
Marion, this is yet another of those. This year, his first year of his pontificate has been very rich in all sorts of symbols, which, if nothing else, have changed the image of the church. Whether they've actually changed the church remains to be seen.
Yeah.
And the most recent of them, what he did yesterday, he had a meeting with more than 800 relatives of victims of mafia violence. And the significance of this is that there have, in the past, to put it mildly, some elements of the church have had a very ambiguous, if not to say collusive, attitude towards the mafia. I mean, let me tell you a very brief story that the Cardinal of Palermo, Ernesto Ruffini, back in the late 50s, he was asked by a reporter about the problem of mafia in Sicily. And he said, mafia, isn't that some kind of soap powder?
Right.
And what Francesco's doing yesterday is he's basically yet again testifying to his mission to be with those who are suffering. The church is a field hospital healing the wounds. And he got together with a man called Don Ciotti, who's a priest who's been combating the mafia for 30 years in Italy, and basically had a prayer vigil at which he issued a very, very strong statement. He basically said, you know, repent, convert, or you'll go to hell, basically. And in saying that, he actually repeated almost word for word the exclamation of John Paul II when he went to Sicily in 1993 in the Valley of Temples in Agrigento. He said exactly the same thing. He said, you know, convert or you'll go to hell. I think a lot of people in the church, and a lot of people who've spent a lot of time trying to fight the mafia culture will welcome those words greatly.
I'm sure they really talked about bloodstained money and bloodstained power, but there was many a rumour floating around before this new Pope that some of that bloodstained money was washing through the Vatican Bank.
Well, I'm afraid that rumour's likely to be founded, because you know that one of the things, this is a process begun under Francis's predecessor Benedict, was a radical reform of the Vatican Bank, EOR. And there's no doubt about it that for the last year there's been a US consultancy firm called Promontory have been going through every one of the 19,000 accounts in the Vatican Bank, and they've come up with some, a very, very small number, but there's very, very suspicious sums of money going through it. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think organised crime has managed to use the Vatican Bank to launder money.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I hope that man has good security, though I know he doesn't want it. But they're tricky enough enemies to be making. But anyway, Paddy Agnew, yes?
That's just one of the things that you've absolutely put your finger. One of the things that he did yesterday, he was wearing a stole, the pali, you know, the clerical garb of a man called Pepe Diana, who was a priest in Castel di Principe, which is basically the Napoli area, Naples area. And he was taken out by the Camorra because he became too big a problem. I mean, the mafia have no problem taking out priests if they become a problem too.
Right. Okay, Paddy Agnew in Rome, thank you very, very much indeed for that. And we're not coming back to Ireland just yet, because I would like you to invite you to a whole variety of countries in the company of Katie Byrne, who's editor of Independent Weekend magazine, Natasha Fennell, Stillwater Communications, and Dara McCullough, Ear to the Ground presenter. And you're all very welcome. And we're talking about yoga holidays. Katie, I'll start with you. What are we talking about when we're talking about yoga holidays?
Typically, it's a week-long jaunt away from Ireland. So they tend to be in Europe, but they can be as far-fetched as Mexico, even India in some cases. Some people go full ashram style, but typically it's a week where you go away and you would do two classes a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And then you can combine it with meditation, with other sports, whether it be water sports or surfing. And generally the diet that you'd have would be vegan, vegetarian, just good, nourishing, wholesome food.
Right.
In my experience, they tend to be female-centric, but I was chatting to Natasha earlier. She's been to ones where it's kind of half and half, but...
Tell me about the one you went on.
Yeah, my favourite one is a Juice Master, juicemaster.com, which happens in Dalaman in Turkey. And essentially, Marion, you go up a mountain for a week and you surround yourself in this beautiful, beautiful landscape, beautiful hot weather, and you juice. It's about 20 people, yeah. You eat no food except juice from 6 in the morning.
Yeah. On your holliers.
On your holliers. Well, I call it your annual spring clean, Marion. You spring clean your house, you know, you spring clean everything else. Why wouldn't you spring clean yourself? So that's how I look at it. So you go along. It's normally, the ones I've been on, it's normally balanced. It's actually female and male. Quite often, to be honest, what happens is girlfriends or wives or partners, whatever, bring their partners, male partners with them. And they tend to come back because it's so good. So anyway, you go up the mountain and from 6 in the morning, you meditate. First, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sunrise. And then you do a yoga session for an hour and a half and then you get your first juice. Now, your juice will contain anything from celery. Your face, Marion, you look very depressed. I'm sorry. I'll try and entice your listeners.
I'll try and entice your listeners to this.
So it's everything from kale, spinach, cucumber, celery, apple, avocado. Beautiful. Thrown in with a bit of wheat germ or spirulina. And you get your first juice at 8 o'clock after your first session of yoga and your meditation. And then you go for a 10-kilometre walk up the mountains and down the mountains. Down the mountains, up the mountains. You come back and you get your next juice. And then you're off from about 12 o'clock until 4 because it's very hot. And between 12 and 4, you lie around the pool, you read your books, whatever it is. But actually what happened was we ended up talking about food all day long. We talked recipes.
Why am I not surprised?
We talked about what we couldn't eat. We talked about we mixed recipes. I ran a virtual restaurant. So every day at 5 o'clock, after we'd done all our activities, I would go around the pool and I would ask everybody for their order, their food order. And the food order would consist of anything from steak to a burger to, you know, a soup, whatever. And I go to the kitchen, I take the order, memorize the order, go to the kitchen and come back and say, I'm really sorry, but the chef said the kitchen is closed today, but it'll be open tomorrow. So for a week, you do that. It is undoubtedly one of the most extraordinary experiences I've ever had.
And
I'm going back again.
If you wanted to eat.
Well, my sister Kate, I went with my sisters, and by day 5, my sister, who was less reserved than I do, broke into the kitchen of the juicemaster.com website, kitchens, and stole bananas. And she came back into our room, and she literally had 3 bananas hanging out of her. She was starving. Some people find it very difficult.
But why couldn't you go to the local village?
You're joking. You're up a mountain. You're not allowed out. You're not allowed to leave. You're there for the week. Well, you can go to a Turkish bath.
Sounds like prison.
Turkish bath. You're allowed to go after a Turkish bath. No. You're there for the whole week. You're completely enclosed. You can go on down the mountain, but you mean you'd be far going unless you can rob a car or something.
Dara, is this what you went through?
No, I think I must have gone for the other extreme, yoga light. Basically, I was looking for a halfway house that would satisfy. I love to go on a holiday with a bit of activity, a bit of, you know, either skiing or trekking or hiking. My other half, on the other hand, her concept of perfect holiday is a pool, a cocktail in one hand and a book in the other and a bit of heat.
Certain amount going for that.
Nice meal every evening or whatever. So I kind of hit upon this idea of a yoga holiday in Morocco is where we ended up. And it was great. And I mean, to the uninitiated, it sounds a bit daunting. You start at about, I think it was 8 in the morning, you have a 2-hour session, and then there was another hour and a half session in the evening. And between that, we did very little other than loll around, eat, drink.
Eat nice food.
Gorgeous food. And I can tell you, after 2 hours of yoga, you are absolutely starving. So the breakfast went on for hours. And where we were staying in this old Riyadh, these beautiful old townhouses they have in the old town centres in Moroccan towns.
You were in Essaouira, isn't it?
Essaouira, yeah. And which is a beautiful, I couldn't recommend it highly enough. Jimi Hendrix used to holiday there back in the day. It's kind of got a bit of a boho feel, but it's on the coast. It's beautifully cool. When we stepped off the plane, we flew into Marrakesh and this wall of heat hit us because it was in the middle of August.
Holy God, not the best time I would have thought. Yeah, anyway,
it was literally in the 40s. But when we got to the coast, it was gorgeous, 25, 26 degrees, lovely. A lovely sea breeze. And you're up eating your breakfast on the rooftop terrace every morning. Absolutely fantastic. You didn't feel an hour, 2 hours passing by. And then you could go for a little trot on the beach. The beach is 5 kilometres long. Everything from camel rides to kite surfing, you name it, you can do it out there. And then back in the evening for a kind of a wind down session, if I'm being completely honest, there was a good bit of what they call meditation involved, but I tended to go for a bit of a snooze. Like I used to get a dig every now and again from me for going, Dara, stop snoring, will you? But I found it enormously relaxing. And I mean, I'm not a yogi master. I can barely touch my toes with my legs straight. Okay. But it's really, I'm quite tall and I found it really useful for posture and that.
Right.
And since then, we've actually gone to a local yoga class once a week, every Monday evening, myself.
Well, I think that when people get into it, they really do. I mean, Roy Keane apparently does it. And I heard Colin Farrell saying that he does it.
Yeah. Well, you see, Roy Keane and Ryan Giggs basically legitimised yoga for blokes.
For fellas.
Yeah. You know, like, okay, Katie mentioned it, it's still pretty female-centric. And in the group I was with out in Morocco, there was probably about 12 or 14 of us, and there was one other bloke. But I was happy out.
The thing about it is, when there's activities, men can choose to not do the yoga, opt in or opt out. And I think, like you were saying, Dara, like the one I go to, it has a choice of activities. So you can go on all of them, or you can go on some of them, or you can sit by the pool all day. It doesn't matter. You still have your juices.
Yeah, I have done these yoga holidays.
Yeah.
But I think doing it twice a day is a bit excessive.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, when you're up so early in the morning, honestly, when you're up at 6 and you have an hour and a half session in the morning, and then in the afternoon again, you can
choose.
Would
the morning not be enough for you?
No, because honestly, your fitness levels are so high, like you're raring to go. So you can have a snooze in the middle of the afternoon, start again. Again, you can opt in or opt out. So
all right.
And you don't...
It sounded like, you know,
no,
military
discipline.
Yeah.
It's not. In fairness, it's not at all. And I have never, ever felt better in my life after a week away. And it gives you a chance to be away from everything. Anybody who smokes, they have to leave their smokes outside. They're not allowed to come in and smoke. Obviously, no alcohol allowed. But it doesn't... It's fantastic.
Oh, there's alcohol
it's amazing.
Now. Anyone I've been on, there is. You can have your bottle of vino in the evening.
Oh, yeah, no.
You can
take.
Yeah, I think that one is a little bit more militant, but
by and large,
but you choose to go there. Like, I choose to go there. I'm going back again in April. It's a fantastic way to re-energize and reboost your system. Yeah. And for me, it works. And for all the people who go there, it really works. But then what I do is I do go for a few days beforehand to a little village called Gutchek, which is at the bottom of the Dalaman Mountains, and you go there for a couple of days and you have a few glasses of wine there and beautiful seafood restaurants right up the mountain then to the juicy mountain, and then back down again for a couple of days before you go home. Right. So you combine, you do the combination.
Katie, you've done them yourself, have you?
I have, yeah. I went to one which I wrote about in Fuerteventura, and that was a great experience. And it's funny because there's just a long line of women in Dublin who've been to it. We've all recommended to another, I think over a 3-year period. So we're all connected by this place. And, you know, I recommended to a friend when I got back. And it was a great experience. It was good value. It was run by really decent people.
When you say good value, what kind of money are we talking about?
If you're going to share like I did, so if you share, the two single beds.
A twin room.
You're looking at about 700 quid all in for the week. But you've got to remember that you're getting really, really good food for that. You're getting your 2 classes a day. And then, and I suppose you can have your wine in the evening. But I think you've got to factor in that you're not going to be going out to restaurants. You're not going to be, you know, drinking a huge amount. Mm. So, you know, it does represent good value.
I see Dara looking worried again.
Well, yeah, I have to say we were pretty much in a restaurant pretty much every evening. And I was fond of my old glass of vino. Now, Morocco wouldn't be a big drink culture.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's Islamic. But, you know, Essaouira has thankfully, the French kind of left a great footprint of good food and an appreciation for wine. And Essaouira's, you know, there's fantastic restaurants. Now, it's not that you're eating, you can eat for dirt cheap out on the street. And, you know, they've got these racks of sardines, a big harbour there. And it's the real McCoy, you know, it's not just kind of a sleepy little place. This is a real live harbour. And you go down there and there's an array of fish, you know, mind boggling stuff. But you can eat real cheap. But Aoife now, she got a little bit of an upset stomach halfway through the week. And a lot of people were kind of saying, oh, yeah, it was a little bit iffy and kind of a 24-hour thing. And I think it happens in North Africa, you know.
Change of food, or tummy bugs.
I grew up on a farm. I have kind of a fairly bulletproof stomach, I think, because of that. But you'd want to be careful about eating street food. But at the other end, you could eat in gorgeous restaurants. Right. And, you know, you'd still spend 30 quid a head out, you know, for a couple of glasses of wine and a nice bit of fish or meat or whatever.
And how much was yours?
It was 820 euros per person for the week. Not cheap.
Including your flights?
No, not including flights. Now, Ryanair flight Essaouira.
Oh, do they?
They do. So, you know, you can get some super value on that. I went out with a company called Yoga Traveller, and to be fair, I thought it was an excellent package. Like, the hotel we were in was really top class.
So Yoga Traveller does them all, doesn't it?
It wouldn't do them all. It's an Irish-based company. Yeah. And I think there's about six different destinations. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
The place I went to is run by Azul Fit. So that's for Fortaventura. But there is a website, and it sounds like Yoga Traveller. It could be yogatraveller.com.
I looked at it last night.
It's got a really good directory.
Yeah. Do you do it when you come home then?
No, I don't. No, honestly, I don't. I would be lying if I said I did. No, I don't. But there's loads of yoga weekends in Ireland. I mean, there's one's in the Burn, there's one in Clare, there's one in Wicklow. I mean, really beautiful, really lovely places to go to.
Was it you that made the suggestion
to?
Of a new yoga teacher, go and rent a place?
Definitely.
From the,
it's the way to do it. Get a gang of 10 of you together and
go, Yeah, it's.
Would you need to know yoga? Would you need to know how to do it before you go on these holidays? If you were a raw recruit, like.
I knew pretty much nothing about it.
Yeah, and you don't. You can go in at all sorts of different. Like, I've done it over the years.
And there are different types. Like, there's hatha and there's vinyasa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd need to know which type you're letting yourself in for.
It's normally what's the most common one?
Hatha.
Yeah, it's normally hatha yoga that you do on these holidays. And it really doesn't matter what level you're at. You can go at your own pace. And you do get much better as the week goes on. You really do improve.
Yeah.
But I think what the key is combining, if you can be lucky enough to get on these holidays, combining activity with a bit of reading, like you say, your glass of wine, if that's what you want. And you do come back feeling so much better and so much like $1 million rather than...
Bear in mind, like, yoga is all about getting the body to relax. You know, so I mean, that's what holidays are about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do they all go in for the kind of namby-pamby stuff about, you know, getting in touch with your inner baby or something?
Yeah, childhood regression therapy. do you know what? It really depends how far down the rabbit hole you are. if you want that, you'll get it. You know what I mean? There's plenty of practitioners at them, and there's added modalities if you want to go off and get your Reiki or your massage or, you know, whatever you want. You can go as far down that rabbit hole as you like.
Right. Did you get in touch with your...
I think you did a rebirthing exercise.
Not quite.
No, because I think that puts a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Now, it turns a lot of people on, but it also puts a lot of people off. They think, oh, God, I don't want to go through that stuff.
And to be fair, like, our instructor, you know, she was conscious we were all on holidays. There was varying levels. You know, there was some people in the class who practiced yoga a couple of times a week, and there was others like myself who, as I say, couldn't touch her toes, you know. So she catered for all levels.
Right. So broadly, it's not overly priced. No. It is value for money if it's what you want to do. And you do, because I have done them myself, you do feel a heck of a lot better at the end of the week. But not on your one, Natasha. Thank you very much indeed. No, I haven't gone in for that sort of thing yet. But anyway, thank you all very much indeed.
Thank
you. Katie Byrne, Natasha Fennell and Dara McCullough. That's all we've time for today. Back with you tomorrow at the usual time. Hope you can join us then. Today's programme was produced by the series producer Anne Farrell, research Susan O'Loughlin and Richie Byrne, broadcasting coordinator Jarlath Hallan, Holland and Sheila Neveal was on sound. Talk to you tomorrow. Until then, bye.
The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Unpost. Sterling and dollars are commission free at selected post offices. Unpost. Do more.